For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
We just want to remind you guys that the Dumb Dad Podcast is presented by BetOnline.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats.
Evan just informed me that as of this recording, the Boston Bruins won the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, so if you bet on them to win in extra, in overtime, in Game 7 in Boston,
good things are going to happen.
Yeah, you made some money, made some cash.
You can get all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams.
That's right. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there.
Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, this week's episode, Kevin is going to put a lot of pressure on his daughter and then back away from it. Quickly as he can.
And on this episode, Evan is going to take his sweet, sweet time telling this story about taking his sweet, sweet time. Cheers, dummy.
Cheers.
So a little bit of housekeeping before we get
started,
ladies and gentlemen. We talked about it before. We're going to talk about it again. The Dumb Dads. We are going on tour. We want to know.
It's the first of...
We're starting the beginnings of a tour. Yeah. I wouldn't ask you guys what cities we should go to if the tour was set, but the tour's not set. We're going to do a little test run of a couple of cities, so stay tuned for those to come out.
It's probably going to be Vegas, first off.
Probably going to be Reno.
You know when you drive to Vegas, and then you're like, we're in Las Vegas! And it's like the first hotel there.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like, you're an hour away from the strip.
We're playing that lobby.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're going to play. Stay tuned. Listen in for. We'll announce the first cities when they come out, but then we're going to make a longer tour.
We're working on it.
We're working on it, but let us know.
For you. We're working on
message
it. Message
us. DM us at the Dumb Dads or dumbdadpod@gmail.com. If you want us to come to your city, let us know. Let us know where we should play. So there's that.
Oh, man. I think we need, the first thing I think that I can even think of is we need a t-shirt cannon. That's all the thing I can think about.
I don't think we're going to be playing in as big a space as you think.
Hey, man.
I just see
hands up. It's coming in hot.
I just see a t-shirt going up into the ceiling tiles. Where just kind of like the corkboard, whatever that stuff is, just boom, and then the t-shirt doesn't come back out.
You hear it boom, 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 boom. Like, you know, and then you start
hearing
the lobby,
and then you start hearing scurrying above you, and you're like, oh, let's get out of here,
evacuate the theater. I've had my fair share experiences with rats around.
You sure have.
We gotta get out of here.
So how you been, pal? How's parenting life treating you?
You know, not too bad.
Great. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, next month. We're winding down the year here.
The school year.
The school year.
Just so nobody's checking their phones while they're driving. Is this a Christmas one?
Yeah, not an evergreen episode in that sense. We're winding down the school year here, and I'm just kind of taking in, it's Teacher Appreciation Week this week.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the teachers. By the time you hear this, the week will have been over.
Yeah.
So nobody's thanking you anymore. Wow.
What a pleasant surprise.
We're thanking you after.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just been thinking more about parenting in general, being with my kids. And we talked last week about like how your roles kind of flipped and you're working in the office more and your wife's with the kids more.
Yeah.
And that's been kind of weird. And just because life in general is busy, like we make the joke all the time, who has time to watch a show? Who has time to do this? Who has time for that? Because you just fill your time like so much with like baseball practice, come home. Oh, I forgot to put the wet laundry in the dryer. I'll do that now, but so I don't have to wash it again. Okay, now we got to work on dinner. And then it's just like time fills up so quickly.
Can I say though?
Yeah.
As a parent who sounds like you're going through it and you'll continue to explain more. I just want you to know how proud we are that you are putting the wet laundry in the dryer. That is the right thing to do.
Right, but I just mean like, you know, washed it the day before, I guess is what I should have said.
The mildewed. Day old,
yeah. When you pull a piece out and go, oh, yep, got to run that one more time.
But if I put a fabric softener in, I don't have to wash
it. I don't know. It's like, yeah. And so we've been trying to like squeeze time, like force family time. My son did baseball and he was doing this like huge like school project thing, which we can get into in a second, which is kind of a fun story. But he says like we were like adding continuous swim lessons is just going to be like that much more. So we pulled him from swim lessons for a bit.
Pulled him from swim.
And we just go to the Y, you know, the good friendly neighborhood YMCA, which is amazing. And that's where he takes swim.
Shout out to the Y.
Shout out to the YMCA.
Not a sponsor.
Boy, wouldn't that be cool if they were?
That would be cool.
So we thought, well, we don't want him to like, we're going to pull him from swim, but we don't want him to like just go from like swim lesson, and then no swimming. So we thought, here's what we'll do. We'll book like open family swim on Monday evenings. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing for, I don't know, like 2 months.
All four of you going?
Something like that. All four of us go, yeah. My daughter is still in swim classes, but, you know, she's 5. And so she's still, she does a great job. Tonight she swam the length of the pool like 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
So for her, just like it's just getting every little bit every time helps. She gets a little bit stronger each time and that much more confident in the water. I mean, tonight she was like, in the last couple of times, like just figuring out how to like swim, like force her body to the bottom of the pool to get the ring and swim back up with it.
Sure.
Which is hard to learn when you weigh like 50 pounds, not even that.
It's mostly air.
It's like you're fighting against how easily you float.
This is crazy. You have to let out all of your air.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be like trying to hold a bottle above water.
Yeah, exactly. So all that to say, the reason I bring all that up is like I've just been really enjoying that because it's time that it's like a good reminder. Make time to do things where you just focus on what you're doing.
Sure.
Because like when we're in the water, you know, there's no foam, there's no distraction. We're just like hanging out, giggling, putting the kids on our shoulders and stuff. And it just feels like good, valuable family time. There's no way to get distracted or have it pulled from you or whatever. And we just like have that hour. And it's like, I don't know. I guess I've just been like really valuing that over the last couple months because everything else feels so chaotic that it's good to just like pick the time and go and commit to just going something. I mean, it doesn't have to be swimming. It could be whatever. It could be a walk around the neighborhood, you know, three nights a week after dinner or something like that. Just where it's like, that's what we're going to go do. And we all do it together.
That's funny you say our neighbor, when we moved into our house, our next door neighbor, they'll take morning walks. And we moved here, COVID.
Yeah.
Nobody was talking to anybody. And we would see them in the mornings. We were like, huh. We did that a lot in our apartment.
Yeah.
It is a fun thing to do with your family.
Just walk around the apartment.
You just walk around the apartment.
Yeah.
No, all we did was walk because we were in an apartment.
Yeah.
That's good. I can relate to that. I literally had a moment like that tonight, actually. My wife, they went to the pool as well. They went a little earlier than you guys went. So I was staying here and I was like,
we just sat in the room in the dark.
See, no phones. I did great. Me time. I was in the moment and it was so sad.
I don't think I should have sat in the shower.
You know when you wake up and your eyes never closed? The sun's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Like, how much time has passed?
Where was I?
No, I had that moment after they came back. They were all taking baths, and then I mean, we all had dinner. And then I was preparing for you to come over so we could do this very podcast. Wow. Now you're all caught up, everyone. That's my day.
Like, now you're here with us. This is so meta. We are at the you're at the podcast.
Get out. We're recording. Then my wife was like, I'm going to take a shower. If you can just set the kids up, and then I'll read to them and do the rest of bedtime. And I was like, sure. So get them all dressed, brush their teeth. And then I was like, all right. You know, no screens, but you guys can hang out. And I started to come back here to set up the room for the podcast. And my daughter was like, hey, Dad, I want you to read with me. And I was like about to be like, I got to get the podcast ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm so sick of Evan not carrying his weight, setting up this damn room. No. No, I was like, it was in that moment that I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'll read to you.
Yeah.
Fine. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then we sat down. And it was just because it was in my head that my wife was like, said, I'll do, you know, just get them dressed and ready. And by the time I get out, and she wasn't out yet, even though we're in a drought, she's like just in there.
Pounding on the door. Hello. Hello.
I was like, I can, so much water. I can pull up the water bill. No. No, she wasn't taking a long shower. But by the time I got them dressed and brushed, and she was still in there. And I was like, will you read to me? And it was one of those moments, same. Where it was just like, yeah, enjoy this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we've kind of like we've teased or dunked on this idea before, like all the constant reminders on social media, like they're not going to always ask you to pick them up and blah, 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 which is true. But the way that they present it in such a guilt-ridden fashion, whereas like it's still true that you should find the moments to enjoy time with your kids, right?
That's a video we should make. It was like, a day's going to come where they're not going to go swimming. Huh? What?
Because they're just not in the mood, and you're old, and like they don't like going to. It's been 12 years in a row. They don't like swimming anymore.
They're so, you're so annoying. You have to get in that device, and they have to lower you.
Lower you down into the
and,
water,
and all you do is complain about the water temperature.
Yeah, as it goes from your toes to your ankles,
anyway,
to your calves.
Anyway, enjoy it.
So
anyway, enjoy it now.
You have that thing just swing you over and like tip you sideways and just dump you off of it.
That'd be great.
That'd be better. Let's do it that way. So you know, we've teased these videos all the time, but like it's also not untrue. It's like you should find the ways in which you find a moment to enjoy the moment with your kids and not feel so rushed and rushed out of things. And I can help you for a second, but I gotta get back to my thing. And I guess what I'm saying is I've appreciated just having a thing to look forward to where I know that's gonna happen.
Sure.
Right. It's cool to find the moments reading him a book, or I helped him with homework for a second.
Yeah.
Or, you know, brushing her hair in the morning. We have like 2 minutes where she goes, ow, ow, ow. But that's really it. As I'm trying to brush her hair, but it
sounds so wonderful. God, I'll miss
her
that.
Hair
when
my
it's
daughter's
gone.
Hair is so thin and fine, and it's like any little snag, and it just feels like it's getting ripped out of her head. It's really her hair is a tough one to navigate because it's so
hairs.
Thin. It just gets in knots, like
yeah,
really bad. Anyway, it's nice to have those moments like kind of built into the week, you mm-hmm. know. So it's a good reminder to then help find them in other places in the week. So. Yeah. You know, just a good reminder. Good reminder. Find something like that for yourself, and you know, don't be afraid to find the funny. Find the joy in it as well. Because let me tell you, this whole thing exists because we recognize the rest of it's just chaos. It's circus.
It's just chaos, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Again,
I fell asleep with my eyes open.
Oh my gosh! Again.
Enjoy your children. Everyone is listening. Like enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Enough. Enough with the complaining.
Stop listening to your podcast. Wait, hold on. No, wait, hold on. Let me finish. Finish your podcast. Or if you're going to walk away from it, leave it running so we still get the...
Listen to the podcast on the way to the pool.
Just keep it downloading.
yeah, that's really what we care about.
Write a review and then go to the pool.
Write a review, go to the pool, keep the download. You don't have to listen to it.
You should, though. You are listening to it.
Oh, we are painting ourselves into a corner here. Let's go to the... Hey, speaking of which...
Time to the dumb dad
time
moment.
Time for the dumb dad moments of the week.
Dumb dad moments.
It's a good part of the week.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a good part of the week to just sit down and be like, I am not good at this.
No, I had
to give you an example. I'll give you an example.
Here's one for you. My dumb dad moment, if I may.
Oh, please, Kevin.
Thank you. My dumb dad moment is brought to you by baseball.
Okay, good.
We're back
in
it.
Lots of dumb dad moments brought to you by baseball this summer, I believe. Spring and summer.
Yeah. As the listeners know, I am like the assistant coach, kind of.
Let's see. Let me guess. So you're about to lose your reign as PTA president, so now you're president of the Little League. Is that about right?
It's called the commissioner. What? I am the commissioner of all of Los Angeles, rec leagues? I don't know what happened. I got to stop signing things outside of the Ralphs.
Of all the travel,
I thought
team,
it was
my
for a bill.
Travel ball.
This guy stopped me outside of the Ralphs and was like, will you sign this? I thought it was for a bill.
Yeah, I was the only first person to sign it.
Yeah.
First and only.
Should have known. So as people know, I'm kind of like an assistant coach of my kids' team. And for a quick recap, the first game we played of the season, I was the coach because the coach was unavailable and it was the first game. So I am just like, I mean, I was nervous because I was just like, I don't know what to do here. Like, this is insane. I haven't played since T-ball.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
You just want to make sure that the friendship is the victor. That's your goal.
That's what I tell everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Who won? Friendship.
Who won friendship. That's who won.
This ties great into my dumb dad moment. So the first game we played, we played against a team where the coach was, how do I put it?
A little aggressive, if
aggressive.
I remember. Yeah, a little aggressive in the expectations of
his players.
T-ball children.
You know, he had them whipped together like a bunch of military kids. And I can respect that aspect of it, getting them to like, guys, you're on a team. You need to listen to me, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But then he would always just take it a little too far and yell. Yeah. And the kid would get out and he'd be like, what are you?
You bag of guts. I swear to you, you lose another ground ball like that. Like that kind of military?
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like in play. I just remember, like, I have so many core memories, and obviously I'm not going to speak for every kid, but I personally have so many core memories of, like, embarrassment. I know everyone does.
Sure.
Not just sports, in life. You have so many moments in your life where, like, you got embarrassed in front of people.
Yeah.
And
why have I could count them?
I watch these things happen that I'm like, maybe these kids won't remember it, but, like, it's bringing me back to my moments of probably one or two of them will, where it's just like, they got out. They didn't make it to first, and he's still yelling at them. You know what I mean? And it's like, they know. We made them walk
chill
of shame
out
back to the dugout. So anyway, we lost that game by 1 point, by one run. Mm-hmm. And
1 point.
1 point. One, a half point? They were 3 under when the first round was over because it was a touchback. But
Yeah. Well, they'll get you every time.
They'll get you every time. And this week you can't grab the ball past those white lines. That's a touchback.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Are you still here? Who's listening?
It was Love 30. And
so Love 30. So we're playing. We play them again this upcoming week. And it was... this past week.
There we go.
This past week we played them again, and it was so funny because we're walking up to the field. They're all there. We got there too early. Like, we thought the game was at, like, 5, so we got there at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
The game wasn't until 5:30, so we were an hour early. We show up. He's got, like, 4 kids already there, and they're throwing around the ball,
mm-hmm.
and whatever. And my daughter goes, oh, are we playing the – I'm not going to say it. The team, but she's like, oh, we're playing them. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, ugh, come on. And I was like, oh, okay. Cause like, I didn't really talk to my daughter about any of this.
Yeah.
She kind of, I've told way too many parents that didn't want to even hear it probably.
Sure.
The weather's been nice. You want to hear about weather? So there was a guy who was a little hot around the collar at my kid's baseball game. I'm like, all right, I gotta go pick up my kid. I'm a dad now. So, it was funny to have my daughter have that reaction. I was like, oh, okay, this is bothering you too. So yeah. Then like other kids start to show up. I'm like playing with, it was just my daughter and I for half hour. And then other kids start to show up. And another dad shows up who also was helping out a lot. And he was helping out in the first game. He was also like out in the field with me and stuff. He's
yeah.
a coach in third base. And he comes up to me and he goes, I really need the win today against these guys.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I know what you mean. I know. And I was like, I told him what my daughter said. And he goes, oh, my God, my son said the same thing. And I was like, that's crazy. So all these kids are clocking. Like, this guy's yelling so much.
That is
like,
crazy.
That they're like, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
I don't like that team. I don't like him.
Yeah.
He was a lot. He's a lot. I'll let you know another inside thing real quick. When we did Picture Day, which was like the week after first game, we went in to do our team pictures. And then when we came out, they were there sitting mm-hmm. and one little kid was holding out his hand. Some of the players on my team high fived him. Some of them probably just didn't see it.
Yeah. But
kids are going to high five at any opportunity.
Oh yeah.
So I just like walked up to the kid and got low and I was like, my dude, and gave him a high five. And the coach like whacked him, the kid in the arm. And he was like, put your hand down. And I was like, what is, all right, man. Like, I just don't like them. Don't like that. I just don't like that kind of attitude. What it's going to do to kids, how it's going to make kids walk away from the game. I've talked about it before. So anyway, yeah. We're all like fired up. The kids are fired up. You know, we're not trying to feed that energy to the kids. We still want the kids to have fun in the game and do whatever. And also yeah. because he's got these kids running like the military and we're like Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
We're probably going to get stomped again.
Yeah.
So we.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the good things about, you know, damaged people make great athletes and actors. I mean, that's just a fact. You break them early, they'll be good at something, but family-wise, not so much. So we're playing the game, and the kids, it was so funny. It was like a Bad News Bears, where in the first inning, we do mercy rules of 6 runs up and down.
Yeah.
And then second inning, we, because they were at bat first, they got like a run in, and then we got a guy out. And then the very next batter goes up, and we got him out. And the coach, like, slowly turns and looks at me. And I was like, don't. I was like, relax. And then we got, like, the third guy out.
Yeah.
So they only got, like, 2 runs in. Then we mercy ruled 6. And then it was just like, and then I think we got another 3 outs. My daughter got 2 outs in 1 inning, which was really fun. So then we're, like, we're in the bottom of the 4th, which is all we play is 4 innings. And the coach walks up to me, and he just goes, I probably shouldn't be telling you this. And I was like, it's what? He goes, we just need to bring in 2 runners and we'll win. And I was like, all right, cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's have fun out there. I'm not going to say anything because we're going to get 3 outs if you say that.
Like, Yeah.
It's just like, and again, it's about the kids having fun, which our kids were having a blast. So anyway, the second batter up is my daughter. We already have a runner at first.
Yeah.
And she gets a hit, she gets on base, and I'm just like, she's on there. I'm like, high five her. She gives me a hug. We're chatting.
Are you first base coach?
First base coach.
Yeah.
So now we're just sitting there, high five, talking. And then I was like, hey, if you make it home, we win.
Oh, man.
And she goes, are you serious?
And
I
no.
Like, I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, why not? Who cares? Let's go. And she was like, okay. Oh, and I was like, man. So you got to run fast. I was like, you might get out. Don't be upset. We won't lose the game if you get out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you get home, we win. But if you don't, we won't lose. Okay? And she's like, all right, cool. And she got all like jazzed up. And I was like, you better get to those bases fast. You know, I'm just trying to pump her up. Be fun, dad. Like, let's put a little extra something on this game. We've played like four. We've lost every one she's ever played. They won one.
The hint of this story starts to remind me of like, there's a test tomorrow. You need to do your best. If you don't do your best, then it's like she overthinks the test and doesn't sleep well.
Well, they hit the ball. She gets to second.
Uh-huh.
Next person hits the ball. She gets to third. And now the other coach, I don't know if he's keeping score too.
Yeah.
But he's like yelling at the pitcher. The ball comes to you. You get her out. You get third base out, which makes mm-hmm. sense. You don't want to get the run in, especially because like this is like half T-ball, half coach pitch, where if, like after yeah. three pitches, they go to the T.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's a lot of grounders. And sure enough, the ball gets hit. It's now it's a race. And she's just racing this kid who has the ball to tag her out. And she makes it home.
Uh-huh.
Tags the plate.
Uh-huh.
We don't do walk-offs. It's not like game over. We're going to finish the inning.
Yeah.
What I didn't expect to happen was she tagged it, looked at my wife, and goes, we won! And my wife is like, stop, go back to the bullpen. She's like, we won, right? We won. Like, we won. We got enough runs. We won. And my wife is just like, go back in the bullpen.
Not what the focus is.
Like, not what the focus is. That's not nice to the other kids.
Like,
backfire. Oh,
I talk about your all-time backfires.
So it went in, and then she, like, my wife, like, met her at the dugout. I was like, you can't say it, because remember how you felt? Like, it's just a game. We're just trying to have fun. And we got in, like, four more runs after that. But then the game ended. And it was funny we said the friendship won, because that was what I was saying to all the kids while the other team was there. Who won? Friendship won. But, like, who won? Friendship won. Friendship always wins. Yeah. Friendship.
Well, because earlier you told her.
No, I didn't. What? I didn't say that. That's not possible.
It's so funny how it's almost like a little bit of it that guy is full of to the brim, uncontrollably got a hold of you a little bit. The desire of it a little bit, right? A tiny bit. It's like you'd have to say that, like,
yeah,
not making it all about that. It's not hanging on everything, but kind of mentioning it is like a little bit of that putting the excitement into the kid, right? Of like, this can happen if you do this or whatever. Where it's like, I don't know if that's unnecessary pressure, because I think some pressure is good, right? I think some.
That's the only thing I will.
But I don't know if that's it. I don't know if that's it. You know, 7, 8 years old. Or 10. I don't know when that is.
Here's what it is. I will admit, it was a dumb dad moment.
Yeah.
That wasn't a great move to do. Having said that, I like that it put a little extra pressure on her, because there was an opportunity for her not to get home. She had to hit three more bases
sure.
for this all to work out. So had she been tagged out or something, that would have been another good opportunity. Mm-hmm. I will defend that. Because I do like that about what they're doing. Like, we still finish the innings. We don't do walk-offs or, you know what I mean? Like, it
yeah,
is
no,
fun not- to have them learn the basics of the game. I think losing is important. And I think losing is important, especially at this juncture. I know your son's is a little different.
I think it's wild that they both play essentially in the same
cities,
recreational.
Yeah, and they have different rules.
Global whatever.
Yeah.
And they come do it completely differently. We just run through the lineup.
Yeah.
The whole team hits, great.
Which is great. Like, I literally don't have any opinion of that either. I think I like that there's an opportunity for winning and losing, because that's an important lesson, especially at a time where, like, most of these kids are terrible at fielding a ball. So everyone's going to get a run in. Like, everybody's going to probably make it home.
That's where I'm not really sure, because it's like, it's hard because, like, we're playing against teams that the kids hit it, and because that's what's kind of weird about it. We don't have an umpire at all. Like, not even anybody to just kind of, like, help run the game. It's all up to us. That's
probably why you guys don't keep score.
Therefore, when our team goes up, we teach them maybe the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm first base coach as well.
Yeah.
The kids hit the ball. If it comes over to first, they get out. I tell them, like, oh, good hustle, good hustle.
Yeah.
You're out. Okay, yeah. You got to go back to the dugout. I send them back.
Yeah.
Other teams we play against, the kid gets a hit, runs to second, gets tagged out, stays there.
Yeah.
Next kid up, hits, keep running. And it's like, that. I don't feel like it matters that much.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
But there is something where it's like, some of our kids have said, like, well, how come their kids, when they get tagged out, they stay out there?
And yeah, I just kind of
deflect it a little bit and say, like, eh, we're kind of all just really working on baseball right now. It's not that big of a deal. And they go, okay. Like, some of them kind of, like, you could tell, are kind of like, well, that, I don't understand why we have to get, but it's like, because it's not that big of a deal. You know, to me, it's so much more about trying to keep them focused on being ready, trying to keep them focused on swinging hard, trying to keep them focused on, like, laughing with each other in the dugout and stuff like that. And not that you're not. I'm just saying, like, that's the...
It's exactly that's what the, it sounds like
that's
you're
the,
saying.
That's the vibe, of which is like...
I share one story and you tear me down.
Get ready. Here comes another one. Here comes the right hand. I mean, so it to me, it's just like, it's a little bit of both, right? I mean, I don't disagree. Like, learning to lose is important as well, because we can't all win, especially the things that we love so much when it's a competition-based thing. What's interesting to me is when that comes to be a major factor of, like, talent, when talent or skill can dictate the result, where I don't really feel like talent or skill dictates the result now very much at all.
I think that's why I'm saying I like that there's that they're keeping score, mm-hmm. because even if there is a kid on the team, on any team, that is like, that kid's good. He can field a ball really well.
Yeah.
He can hit it. The rest of his team isn't that way.
He still has to throw it over to somebody who is like,
gonna miss
has
it.
Never caught anything.
So because of that, like, the winning and loss is fun because, like, they're all doing not great because they're all learning to do it and they're all having fun. So everybody has an opportunity to be a hero. Whereas, like, if there's no rules and then they start to go to, like, proper minor league, you know, little leagues or whatever, it's like, then suddenly they're playing against all these kids that have been playing since they were four. And then suddenly you're losing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're not that good. And then it's like, it's a lot of information at once. They're like, oh, now we're keeping score.
I feel like
now
you're out,
you go home. Like,
Although I feel like you can certainly pick that up quicker than you could fundamentals. Like, if the kid is, like, really struggling with fundamentals because it's never really worked on that much.
Yeah.
And they try to go to, like, a really well-organized, like, league in their city or whatever, you could learn the basics of where to go, where to throw it and stuff like that faster than you could learn, like, how to field a ground ball, how to catch a fly ball. Can you throw to somebody accurately from more than 30 feet away?
Sure.
Like, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So again, I think it just kind of goes back to, like, there's a line somewhere. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're kind of both finding it out when our kids, our kids are basically the same age. They play in the same skill level. It's coach pitch. And then if you miss, we miss five, you put a T up there, and then they smack it, or whatever.
I think the point is there is no line, and I think that's fine. I think
as
long as they're, make sure they're having fun.
For sure.
And it's not about winning and losing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just have fun out there.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
My Dumb Dad Moment is sponsored by baseball.
Okay.
Not really, but it's adjacent, so we're going to go with it. This last Saturday was one of those Saturdays where you start the Saturday with your spouse in bed, and when you both wake up and you look at each other, you're like, it's going to take so much focus, time, and effort and concentration to earn our way back here at this spot tonight.
Oh, wow, that's a horrible...
Do you know what I mean by that?
A terrible way to start your day.
Do you know what I mean by that? Where you're just like, there's so many things on the docket today. We have to make it through, like, baseball game. We have to make it through... gymnastics, split parenting, like, I'm going to the baseball game, I'm helping, coach the baseball team, you're headed to gymnastics, On the way, actually on the way, we need to make a stop and do this. And, you know, the whole day is like littered with like that kind of a schedule, you know? So you're just like, man, today is going to be a long day because there's just a lot of stuff we need to focus on with the kids and moving them around. It's like a full weekend day.
Can I ask you something about that? Does that, well, you've already kind of said how you feel about it, that you guys woke up and had a big exhale, that you have a big day.
Uh-huh.
But I'm of the mind that like, that's great for me. A day
no, it's
like
not,
that.
Yeah, I don't mean to position
because
it.
Because
it's
hurry
like
up a, and wait. It's like go to a baseball game, which takes a lot of focus, especially if you're assistant coaching or whatever,
yeah.
or even just watching. It takes a focus. But like gymnastics, all that, those are all kind of breaks.
Yeah.
You got to get them there, but then there's breaks.
Kind of one of those things like we had visitors at our house, some family in town. Mm-hmm. My wife is entertaining them until late in the evening. That evening, that's also when you and I went to Netflix as a joke. We saw Bill Burr. And so that was like a late night. So it's like you're, I guess what I'm saying is like you're laying on the pillow at night late. It's like late.
Sure.
Going to bed way later than normal.
Yeah.
And you got to get up early, face that day. It's not a negative thing. It is like filled with activities. Kids are going to be tired. It's going to be a great day. But it's still kind of like, I'm tired. I wish I could have slept longer. But it begins right now.
Sure.
That kind of a thing, you know? So, having said all that, there's like so much going on in the schedule, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember what we had to do before now at this point, but we had to do something like before we even went to baseball or whatever. And it was like
breakfast.
No, it was like something we had to do or whatever. And then it was like, okay, let's run to Starbucks first. Let's get some coffee. That way I can get there early with my son, do a little warm up as they grab their coffee. And then they had to gymnastics, their coffee, my wife's coffee, so they can head to gymnastics. My uh-huh. wife can have it as the, it's like, let's eliminate breakfast at home because we already got to do this other thing and then we'll head to the thing, whatever. Then it became, was like, you know, like any other day where it's like struggling to get the kids out of the house and it's like, okay, we got to be at baseball in like 5 minutes. So scratch walking, we need the ride. We'll take the ride. Wife will bring us there. Then she will go to Starbucks, mm-hmm. get us some coffee. As we're already there at the field, like putting cleats on, starting to warm up a little bit. And I completely lose sight of the fact in those moments of like, that's how the moment morning already started, that yeah. they were then on to gymnastics. So I'm over at the baseball field, like I'm kind of half checking my phone, making sure my wife like seeing where she is or if she's having any questions for me or whatever, as I'm like playing catch with the kids warming up.
Sure.
And then she does text me and she's like, you know, we're here. Can you come to the, can you meet me in the parking lot or on my way, you know, on our way, meet, can you meet us in the parking lot? I'm like, sure. So I'm like, see that. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking like, did I forget that she went and grabbed something? I can't remember. Maybe she brought something that she needs, whatever. I don't remember, whatever, yeah. whatever it is. And so she texts me, I see it. Like, I'm like, okay. And then my phone's buzzing in my pocket, but I'm talking to another dad. And then, you know, I bring my son over and I'm telling him something because we're starting to kind of get ready a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then my phone goes off again in my pocket. And I'm thinking like, okay, yeah, I got to check my phone. And then it's like I go have a word with the coach really quick. And then, a kid like does something, whatever. And I look at my phone and I miss call from my wife. And then we're in the parking lot. Can you come meet us here? And I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah. So I walk over there. It's like, you know, we're like 600-700 yards from the parking lot to like the baseball field,
yeah.
like across the park, you know, part of
yeah.
it. So I walk over there and I go, what's up? And she's like, we need to get to gymnastics like right now. And I was like, right. And then, so she like hands the food and coffee to me out of the car window and basically, you know, it's like peels off basically. And then, like, my really long walk back to the baseball diamond was like, man, I was just, like, casually walking all the way
just
here.
Killing time. Terrible start.
Terrible start. My wife texted me, and she was like, you ding-dong, with, like, a crying, laughing emoji. She was like, I was cursing you the whole way. I could see you walking casually over to us. She texted me that like in the first inning or whatever. And I responded, I was like, that makes me laugh really hard because I was cursing myself walking back. Like, you stupid idiot. She must have just been like, why don't you see if there's a flower you could pick? Like, will you get over here?
Oh God, I knew you were in trouble when you got a call once and you're like, I'm going to keep talking to somebody. I'm not even going to look.
part of me is thinking, like, what's taking Starbucks so long? We're about to start here.
Right. It can't
thinking
be,
they're going to come
it can't
watch.
Be your fault.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, girls. We're going to, game's going to start here.
Oh,
so
man.
It was just being a ding dong, not paying attention to 100% to the schedule we committed to, like, you know, an hour and a half before. Stupid idiot.
Stupid.
And my wife, like, idiot. The windows are foggy by the time I get to the car, like, hey, can you take longer? Yeah. Sorry again, babe. It was,
It'd be great if she put it on the car. I just went, we had to go to gymnastics and peeled out.
Yeah, I got to catch it.
Check your phones, guys.
Check your phone. Just glance at it.
Just glance at your phones.
Just glance at your phone. It can be in lock mode, I think. You know, you'll see. Just glance at it. Be aware, dummies.
Be aware. I have multiple dumb dad moments with my Apple Watch. I'll get alerts of text messages. So I'm pretty aware when people text me. But then every once in a while, I don't get the alerts. And I've got to learn, like, just don't rely on it. Just check your phone regularly. Like, sometimes I just won't get the push notification.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, you have a device on your arm that tells you I'm texting you. And I was like, I swear it didn't go off. Maybe it does. And I miss it, but I feel pretty confident it doesn't happen every time. It's an old watch.
Maybe it's tired, you know, just it'll let you know if something's important. If yeah, not, it's like, then pull your phone out of your pocket, man. I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to go on it anyway.
What do you want me to do down here?
Currently on TikTok.
You swiped it away.
Dummy. I think that's a great place to leave it.
It's a pretty good place to leave it. You know, that's just a, I really liked that dumb dad moment because it was just like, stupid idiot. You literally just committed to it. And it's one of those things we talk about. You know, once in a while we'll have an actual all-timer, you know, one that'll make the top 10 list of all-timers. But this was just like a standard, pay attention, man.
Pay attention. You already talked about how the day is a long one.
Yeah, we literally reviewed it.
Why'd you make it longer?
Literally reviewed it.
Bummer. Well, guys, if you have your just not answering your wife's texts or just handling a sports event wrong, just let us know. DM us, dumbdad@thedumbdads, which is our handle on all social media, or email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, and let us know your stories. Also,
what are you doing?
Rate and review this podcast.
What are you doing?
Rate and review this podcast, guys.
You know why? Because it helps.
Really helps us when you guys can do that. And when you do, write reviews. that was fun, right?
It wasn't bad. I just don't know you as a Broadway kind of guy. So when you spring
you
into it, it's like.
when you do, guys. Here we go.
Kevin will sing
if you do
just like this.
This is from Scoopy Giles 07.
Scoopy?
Scoopy Giles.
07. 007?
No, just the seventh one.
All right.
5 stars, so on point is the subject. This is one of my favorite podcasts to catch up on. I feel so out of place when I miss an episode. As a fairly new dad myself, you guys are so relatable and funny. So many of the things you two experience, I'm yelling to myself, yes, somebody gets me. Keep up the great work that you do as dads, husbands, and podcasters. Thanks, Scoopy.
Thank you, Scoopy. That you know what? That makes us feel good because when Kevin and I talked about how difficult parenting is and being dads and how we get a lot of stuff wrong, it was like, someone gets how I feel.
Someone gets how I feel. Thank you.
We already felt like, you know, we understood each other on multiple levels, writing comedy and doing stuff together. But then it was like, oh, you think this is hard too? Yeah, it's really hard, right?
It's really
hard. Well, this is what...
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
But you guys are doing it. We're proud of all of you. Yeah. Thanks to Edward Du on SoundCloud for the music. Thanks, as always, to our wonderful, incredible, beautiful editor who happens to be my wife.
Calm down.
At Annie LeFerrier on social media for editing this podcast.
Thank you.
Do you have a joke?
I got a joke. Ready? Oh, first of all, happy birthday to my brother and sister.
Okay.
They're twins. Their birthday today. Where do zombies like to go swimming?
The Dead Sea.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
And you can only slip so many past the goalie before you get pregnant. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll talk. I don't even think I did that analogy correctly.
I want to go home. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.